Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting. We talk about the great outdoors. We talk about things that you want to talk about that come up in the outdoors. We talk about guns. We talk about wildlife. We talk about, as I said, today we're talking about any topic that you would choose. You're running the show today. You are Noah Denkner's co-producer here this morning because you get to pick the topics with your phone calls. Beautiful morning out there. It's in the 60s. No breeze and full moon a couple nights ago. I guess it's going to, I don't know what moon that's called, but it's, you know, it's smells like hunting season right now. It sure does. And there have been a number of nice deer taken out there that I've seen. Some bucks were in velvet. Some bucks were in hard antler. And, you know, we're getting to see some of those pictures out across the state, whitetail, sick of deer. So we're enjoying seeing those and talking to the folks. And been going around. We're starting a new magazine this fall and been working both sides of the bay here, around the bay primarily, lower eastern shore, mid-shore, upper shore, southern Maryland yesterday, Calvert, Charles, St. Mary's County, Prince George's County a little bit. And we're putting out a magazine called Maryland Shucks Oysters. Maryland Shucks Oysters. You know, we do Maryland Loves Crabs, and we've been doing that for 5 years, and the natural progression is to open it up to Oyster Magazine. I've been learning about the oyster business. I've been learning some very interesting things and meeting some really, really fantastic people, people that go way back in the industry, whose families go back. And, you know, it's amazing some of the innovations that that have been taking place here in Maryland when it comes to selling oysters and getting those little slimy buggers out of the shell so people can eat them. So it's quite a learning curve for me. And by the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Department of Natural Resources, Maryland Natural Resources Police, has its roots in the oyster business in the oyster wars in the mid-1800s. And, you know, there were shooting wars between watermen on oyster grounds in Maryland. So we find it fascinating as we go back into history and, you know, read some of the historical catch rates and, you know, guys going out there in January breaking through the ice and hand-tonging 100 bushels of oysters in a day off of some of the productive oyster bars. And it's just a whole new learning experience for me. It's a rich history of Maryland. And, you know, we hear about some good folks and some ne'er-do-wells. So we're always having fun. Always having fun out there. So anyway. So Robin says it's the harvest moon. I don't know. I guess it is. I thought that one was later. The hunters, when's the, I don't know what the moons are in the fall. I know that one's a harvest moon, one's a hunter's moon, one's a, who knows, you know. I don't have the almanac here in front of me, but we'll get it figured out. All right, here's how you get in touch with us. And if you'd like to make a call or a comment, we'd love to hear from you on anything related to the outdoors, like I said, firearms, whatever, at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. It's your turn to call that number. If you have a dial phone or, you know, a not a dial phone, but you know what I mean, a home phone, what they call a landline, the toll-free number outside the Baltimore dialing area is 1-800-WCBM-680, 1-800-922-6680. Noah, do you have the email up? Not text. They can email. Did you know that? No, there's an email. There's an email address right here on my little cheat sheet. It's am680@wcbm.com. Neither did I. Don't send it there, because nobody here is going to open it. So if you got an email, just send it to me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. I've got my email open right here on the screen beside me, and I'll be more than glad to see your email. So All right. Well, hey, you're welcome to make a phone call anytime you would like during this hour. We'd love to hear from you. And while we're waiting, we'll explore a little bit in the news here. Oh, there's a call right there. Call from, I don't know if you see. I get the Maryland Natural Resources Police. Actually, I get the Maryland Natural Resources newsletter. I get their fishing report and I get their updates and that type of thing. And then every now and then I'll go back and I'll check and see if there was something that is on their website that did not show up in the news. And there always is for some reason. What? Where'd our caller go? Whose show is it related to? Move on? Somebody tracking you down? Really? Why is your face red? Well, it was a girl, I know that. All right, you can tell me about that during your break. That's fun. Anyway, I got on there the other day, and I was looking at, and here I came up with this entire list of things that that have gone on with the Natural Resources Police. And, we support the Natural Resources Police. They have a tough job to do, and they don't have enough people to do it. They don't have enough resources to do it, even in this small state of Maryland. And, the sportsmen are always the ones who are crying for, more enforcement, more enforcement, more enforcement. I mean, when you're out there and, you hear a gunshot during archery season, on the property where you're hunting, and you decide to track it down, you get over there, you don't want to get hurt yourself, so you kind of keep an eye on it, and you see somebody dragging a deer out, and you go over to the property line, and somebody shot a deer with a firearm, and you find a blood trail in the gut pile. How do you, and you can only suspect that somebody was in there and had no permission to do so, to be there, especially using a firearm in archery season. And, you call the Department of Natural Resources, you call the NRP, the poacher hotline, or somebody, and you get an answer that, we don't have anybody in the area right now. Well, I've got a potential poaching violation here. Well, you'll have to wait. Well, okay, but the guy's getting away. I just heard a truck door, I just heard a tailgate slam and a truck door shut, and the guy's driving off. And, I have no way to track this guy down. He was across the property, and he's gone now, and likely has the deer with him. Well, if you want to file a report, give us your phone number, and we'll be in touch. And that's how it works. But, they admit, NRP admits that it does not have enough officers to handle both the rockfish, oyster, and crab patrol, as well as land-based patrol. So we got, a shortage by DNR's own numbers of about 75 officers. So what do you do? Well, you try to find ways to fund more officers, and we hope that's coming. There is a retreat right now of lawmakers who are sports-minded lawmakers. This group is called the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus. And these fellows, there's, 30, 40 of them, together in Western Maryland this weekend, spending time together. And the Maryland Hunting Coalition was a platinum sponsor of that event because we recognize the necessity of having laws passed that favor hunters here in Maryland. And we supported this effort. And our advocate, Bill Miles, is in attendance. He got up there last night. We know that DNR Secretary Mark Belton was there. We know that Mr. Miles had a chance to speak with him at length on a number of different topics. We know there are members of the General Assembly, senators and delegates together, enjoying themselves at this get-together, this retreat, this retreat, and that the discussions of the day are centered around our natural resources And we think this is a very, very positive thing, and we're very pleased to be part of that. So I can't wait to get the report from Bill to hear what has been going on. And, you know, we have some concerns. We have some initiatives, and we have things that we're looking at for, you know, the outdoorsmen of Maryland. And so we will see. We will see. Next week, next Saturday, is National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I'll be at a number of hunting groups and fishing groups will be at the Marriottsville Gun Range, the Associated Gun Clubs of Maryland. And there'll be a number of booth displays there. And, you know, DNR is touting this as National Hunting and Fishing Day. You can come bring the family and participate in some outdoor activities for the kids. They can shoot. They can shoot bow and arrows. They can, you know, shoot shotgun. They can just enjoy themselves. And Coalition will be there, you know, talking to people about what we do. You know, the biggest impact of the last 2 years that we've had has been, well, a lot of things, but the repeal of the strict liability doctrine here in Maryland for waterfowl hunters, and also the Poaching Restitution Act of 2016 that increased penalties on the bad guys when they're caught poaching deer here in Maryland. So, you know, we like that. And we, you know, we like the support of the NRP. They don't particularly care for some of the things that we've done as far as the strict liability doctrine is one, and we've heard from them about it. But maybe Bill and conversations with the secretary will see that through. So let's take a little break right here. We'll take a break. And while we're on break, why don't you give us a call here at 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. And we'll tell you about the annual Sportsman's Auction. That's at Stauffer's Auction and Real Estate. It's Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. begins in Hagerstown at 21140 Leitersburg Pike. Or it might be Leitersburg Pike. I don't know. But they're accepting consignments. My buddy Denny Stauffer has asked me to ask you if you've got any outdoor stuff, outdoor gear that you have a surplus of and you'd like to turn your extra items into cash. Firearms and ammunition and hunting supplies and bows and fishing gear and clothing. He'll take it all. Call 301-791-6896 or you can email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com. Talk with Denny. Bring a friend to the auction. You know, maybe your friend will buy your stuff. But he's looking for consignments right now. You can see the auction online at www.stauffersauctionco.com. S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S auctionco company.com. Stauffersauctionco.com. And Denny at stauffersauctionco.com to sell your stuff.
Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck Blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bed liner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employers, and advertisers of WCBM.
I'll keep my freedom. I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes, pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe, you bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change.
This country. Little Hank, he says it like it is, doesn't he? All right. Let's talk to Chuck in Hempstead. Hey, Chuck, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. On your way, huh?
What's that?
On your way.
I'm away, yep.
Yep.
And to the deer blind.
See anything today? I mean, see anything last night?
No, just those couple of the 170 yards that I told you about.
170 yards. That's a little too far shot for the crossbow.
Yes, it is.
I mean, for some people now.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it. Cool. Any further activity online as per our discussion?
No, not really.
Yeah, I didn't think so. So that's okay. It's all good.
But you were right, it's sort of swinging in our favor.
Yeah, I like it. Yep, I like it. That's good. So, you got a beautiful morning out there.
I know, I love this cool weather.
Yeah, I know. Have you hunted in the morning yet?
No, this is the first morning.
Yep.
Yesterday evening was my first time, and that this morning.
Yep, well, let's see what happens. I mean, I've seen some deer being taken in the morning. I've seen most of them in the evenings, however. You know, that's when seems to be the traditional thing. But with the full moon, you might be perfectly positioned this morning.
Right.
You know?
Well, on my trail camera, I'm seeing at times between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. So
really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're wild animals, and you know, we do our best to understand them as humans, but we don't think like they do.
Right.
And you know, they're on their own timer, they're on their own biological clock, and right. I think a lot of that is dictated by the moon cycle. you know, I mean, you look at when I was a kid. You know, the old saw was, well, the cows are laying down, the fish aren't biting. Well, you know, if you go be on your way to go fishing or something, and you drive past a, you know, farm field, and the cows are all laying down, you're going to go, oh, they're not going to bite right now. You know, let's wait till see what happens. But it's true, in my estimation, in my history of watching all this stuff, that, you know, if you're looking at livestock and they're up feeding, more than likely the wild animals are up feeding too, because those animals that you know, stay outside develop their own biological clock, just like the wild animals do.
Right.
You know,
right.
And the cows will be up grazing, the deer will be out in the fields, and that type of thing. So I mean, it just I don't know if it's a provable theory, but it's just an observation that I've made through the years. So.
Right. But, and I'll be at the National Hunting and Fishing Day next week also.
Yep, you'll be across from us with the Physically Challenged Bow Hunters of America. That'll be great.
Great.
And, you know, people are welcome to attend that and see what the outdoors experience is all about.
So, sure. Yeah. People would only realize how much fun there is.
Oh, my. You're not kidding. It's a lot of fun sitting out there in the freezing cold and the sweltering heat, fighting the chiggers and the ticks and the mosquitoes. And, you know, but there's much more to it than that, isn't there, buddy?
That's right.
You know,
I enjoy being in the morning, watch the sun come up and the woods come to life.
Woods come to life, you know, and you see a Cooper's hawk fly by and snatch a little bird snack out of the air and sit on a stump and eat it in front of you. That's pretty cool. And you watch the movements of the deer as they come through the woods, and you know, you see the blue jays and the woodpeckers, and oh man, it's just there's nothing like it out there.
And lots of squirrels.
Lots of squirrels. Yes, they keep you annoyed for the most longest period of time of any creature out there.
Oh God, you're right.
Especially after the leaves are on the ground and dry out a little bit.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, I'm surprised how many leaves are down already.
So am I. Yep. It could be an early deal. So, yeah. Talking about the moon, by the way. I think that new moon coming up here in the next 2 weeks, I think that's going to kick off the sick of deer rut. I've already heard reports of, the bucks are chasing the does and that type of thing for a little bit. But usually the new moon follows since I've learned this morning, it's the harvest moon here in September. Thank you, Robin. That usually kicks off the sick of deer rut, and then a month later, the whitetail rut kicks in on the new moon. So, pretty happy with that. Usually 10 days after the full moon is what they say. So, we'll see.
Yep. Well,
good luck out there.
Hey, have fun at the doe shoot today.
Yep. Well, thank you for texting. Yeah, the doe shoot's today too. That's for sure. Yep. We'll be headed there next. Jacob and I are going to be showing up on the Upper Eastern Shore with about 30 other people. We didn't get to our 50, but, you know, we've got a good crowd coming, and we're looking forward to that. And thanks again to Tom Slavin, our director of the Maryland Hunting Coalition and the Upper Bay Gun Club, for helping us out on that. And also to Gunner Rowe and Grillmeister. I talked to Grillmeister Debbie at the Grillmeister yesterday. She is so excited about this event. I'm not sure why. But she said, I'm really excited. She said, the pig is on the grill, and we are getting ready to, you know, serve you guys up tomorrow morning. So we look forward to that. So, all right, brother. Well,
all right.
Text me. Let me know. You know how we do.
Yep.
You're in blind. All right. Talk to you later, buddy.
All right.
Thanks,
talk
Chuck. Bye-bye. There he goes. Whoops. Did I lock him in? There he goes. All right. Hey, anyway, then Wicomico County this week. I was down in both Wicomico and Somerset counties early in the week. And Wicomico County waterman had his commercial oyster license permanently revoked after a hearing in Annapolis by an administrative law judge. Hans Eric Kuntz, 59, of Nanticoke, has till September 29th to appeal the decision. On June 28th, Mr. Kuntz was seen dredging for oysters more than 200 feet inside the Nanticoke River Sanctuary by officers conducting surveillance. When he returned to the dock at Cedar Hill Harbor, officers inspected the 7 1/2 bushels and found all the oysters to be of legal size. However, Mr. Kuntz was given citations for harvesting wild oysters from a sanctuary, harvesting oysters in a closed season. You see, oyster season doesn't start till October 1st, and he missed it by a few months. And failing to have his commercial license available for inspection and failing to have a proper waste container on board, the oysters were returned to the sanctuary. At his hearing, Mr. Kuntz argued that one of the markers he used to set the boundary of the lease area inside the sanctuary where he had permission to harvest was off its correct position. He also insisted that a swift current could have pushed him into the restricted area, but Judge Ann Kehind noted that Kuntz had GPS on his boat. He'd received from state official maps and coordinates to the sanctuary. She concluded that state officials had established by a preponderance of the evidence that Kuntz took oysters located more than 200 feet within a closed or prohibited area. On July 29th, Kuntz received citation for possessing, this was a month later, July 29th, Mr. Kuntz received citations for possessing 97 undersized male crabs and having 8 female crabs in a mixed bushel. After an inspection revealed the violations, Kuntz told officers his crab gauge must be off. First it was a buoy, and then it was a crab. His crab gauge must be off, so he didn't take the officer's offer to check it. Then, well, let's see it. Nah. Officers seized the crabs, returned them to the water. So Mr. Kuntz is required to appear in Wicomico District Court to answer for both of those citations, the oyster and the crabs, because of previous convictions on the same offenses. The June oyster charges also remain active on the Wicomico County court docket. You see, several counties have special one-day sessions where they hear natural resources cases, and that's why he was in Annapolis, so, and convicted there. Three men were charged with 9 counts of illegal fishing in Dorchester County September 12th after officers caught them with 27 undersized striped bass. Juan Miguel Cimarron Martinez of Clinton, Oscar David Arias of Rockville, and Julio Rodriguez, 44, of Hyattsville, received citations for possessing undersized striped bass, possessing fish in excess of the limit, and fishing outside legal hours. Officers on surveillance washed the three men fish from a small boat under the ferry bridge on Hooper's Island shortly after midnight. The boat did not have the required navigation lights. When they returned to shore, they were stopped and their catch was seized. Arias also received a citation for not having navigation lights on his boat, and Martinez received a citation for not having 3 life jackets aboard. The three men must appear before Dorchester County District Court on the striped bass charges. Their hearing has been set for November 16th. If found guilty, each man faces a maximum fine of $4,500. Juan Miguel Cimarron Martinez, Oscar David Arias, and Julio Rodriguez. 27 undersized striped bass. No navigational lights. Fishing after midnight. The St. Mary's County waterman was charged Labor Day with illegally harvesting crabs after officers intercepted his boat as it docked, and he had 210 undersized crabs on board. Brian John Pierce, 41, of Piney Point, was seen harvesting crabs just off Point Lookout at 2:20 p.m., almost an hour after legal time. A worker aboard his boat, Mackenzie Lee, was seen throwing empty bait boxes overboard. When they measured 4 bushels, the officers found they contained 46, 48, 50, and 66 undersized hard crabs. Pierce received citations for each bushel and a citation for harvesting after the legal time limit. His crewman, Roger Lee Wathen, Jr., 24, received citation for littering a state waterway. The crabs were returned to the state waters. The men are scheduled to appear in St. Mary's County District Court on December 1st. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you on any subject that you would like to talk about. By the way, on July 2015, the same crew, Pearson Wathen from St. Mary's County, they were found guilty of possessing 3,500 pounds of undersized croaker and other prohibited species during inspection at the Town Creek Pier. They were each fined $600, and they were placed on probation until October 1st, 2017. So now, here they are on probation, out there doing the same kind of thing, only with a different species. What do you think about this stuff? What do you think about this stuff? A Virginia man who drove a stolen pickup truck into a Natural Resources Police parking lot at 2:30 a.m. last Saturday, 2:30 a.m., stolen pickup in the Natural Resources Police parking lot, was arrested on multiple drug charges. Order A. Albert Velasquez Rodriguez, 26, of Sterling, Virginia, was charged with one felony count, possession of marijuana with intent to distribute, two felony counts in connection with the theft of a 2008 Toyota Tacoma, and one count of drug and paraphernalia possession. An officer was getting into his patrol truck in Annapolis when the truck pulled into the lot. The officers noticed three men in the cab and two men laying in the bed of the truck. After calling for backup, the officer checked the driver's name and license plate on the truck and learned that Rodriguez's license had been revoked and the truck was stolen. Officers recovered a small bag discarded in the grass by Rodriguez and found it contained 17 wrapped packages of what was suspected to be marijuana. They also seized a small scale. That's pretty smart. Pulling DNR lot. 2:30 in the morning. That wouldn't arouse any suspicion anywhere, would it? Good job, DNR officers. Good job. However, the opening of the deer archery season was on September 9th. didn't notice any land-based cases. Didn't notice any land-based violations here for some ne'er-do-well bow hunters out there. There could be, but you notice everything was on the water. That seems to be where it is. They're protecting oysters, crabs, and striped bass and letting the land-based stuff slide. I think they're doing the best they can. And that's what happens to a lot of times when, I've got folks that I know that I talk to, up and down and all across Maryland. Hey, we called them and there's nobody around. Well, where are they? Well, they're out on the boat. They're out on patrol. They're out on the bay. We need to utilize the law, the laws that are on the books to bring in the reserve officers and others who can help with these patrols. You've got the tools. You got the law on your side. You just need to implement it. So maybe that's been part of the conversation at the Maryland Legislative Sportsman's Caucus retreat. I hope so. Hard to be comfortable drinking coffee when it's 82 degrees in the building. Iced coffee would be good. Yes, these. I took my hat off. I usually wear a hat, because I don't like the headphones on top of my head. Took my hat off. Got the headphones on. It's just a little bit steamy in here. All right, we need a phone call, folks. I know you're listening. Because we got Captain Don listening from Rhode Island. Hey, we got our buddy John checking in from Ellicott City. And We are looking forward to hearing your phone call. Just like that. That's how we do it. Just got to wake you up a little bit. That's okay. It's early in the morning. It really is. So, brother. Mark, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, buddy?
Good.
What's going on?
Well, listening to this police blotter part of the show.
Yeah.
Where do you start, Alan? And these are the people they caught.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder the Bay never gets better.
Well,
you know
there are good people out there.
There are a lot of good people.
There are watermen that play by the rules. They abide by all the regulations. They understand that it's a sustainable resource. They understand that they're operating in a bay that is plagued with problems. A virtual bathtub surrounded by people who are, dumping their bathwater into it. They're dealing with weather conditions. They're dealing with hot water. They're dealing with a resource that, in the case of oysters, is fixed on the bottom of the bay. And they're dealing with crabs that crawl around on the bottom of the bay like bugs. And they're dealing with fish that swim here and there and everywhere. And these watermen are out there harvesting our natural resources for commercial sale. The average consumer like you and I, when we go to a seafood market, we see those big rockfish fillets in there, and we see those beautiful crabs, and we see the soft crabs, and we seldom take time to think what it takes to bring those to us, so that we can enjoy them. All we want to do is complain about the price, for the most part. But when you've got these guys that are out there that are trying to pull one over on us and pull one over on the NRP, and here's a guy that's got 4 bushels of crabs, 100 and some crabs that are undersized. Okay, he's got to have a market for them somewhere. So who's buying them?
Well, that's the problem. You've got them.
Are they selling them live on their own roadside stand, and people don't pay any attention to the size, and they just buy them, and hey, these are a good price. They take them home, steam them, and eat them. Or are they going through the I can't imagine they'd be going through a legitimate wholesaler, to be sold. Are they going to the picking houses and they're picked and, nobody says anything? I don't know what happens to them. I really don't.
Can't imagine any legitimate buyers are involved. They've got too much to lose.
Crabs are cheap right now. Crabs are very cheap right now. You can buy live dozen of number one males to take home and steam yourself for $20-$22. You can buy them steamed for $35-$40. You can buy females. I've seen females for $7 a dozen. It's incredible this time of year because the market has dropped off. The crabs are starting to, get a little better. And, the guys are selling. But people are buying them at those cheap prices. I talked to one vendor the other day that sold 35 bushels of crabs, mixed bushels, mostly females, I think 21 or 22 bushels of crabs, on Monday. He said Monday's not exactly a good crab day. But I had a good price on them. I think there were 2 dozen or 3 dozen for $15 or something. I can't remember what. It was amazing on the females. Female crab tastes the same as male crab, in my humble opinion. And, whether you like harvesting them or not, if it's legal, it's legal. And, we just love our seafood. We love our crabs here. And these guys are willing to do whatever it takes to accommodate us.
Yeah, but the scofflaws, they're not even trying. When you've got 28 fish that are undersized.
No, the three guys from down in Montgomery County or wherever they were from, yeah.
Yeah, sure. And how many bushels of crabs was it, of oysters, was it?
Eight bushels of oysters in a sanctuary,
He's got GPS, but 200 feet on the water, that's not a lot, though GPS could tell him he's in the wrong place. But that doesn't explain how the tide pushed him out into the wrong calendar. come on, Alan.
Well put. Yeah, well put. Yeah, the tide pushed me into the wrong month.
Yeah.
My crab gauge wasn't working. And the water, the salt water got on it and it shrunk.
I mean,
but it's made out of stainless steel.
It blew the one page of the one month's calendar or 3 months' calendar off. Come on. The guy's not even trying.
Nope.
And these are the guys they caught, so you don't know how many they didn't catch.
Oh, man.
No wonder it's never came back.
I know. Well, stay tuned, Mark. There's more coming, I'm sure.
Yeah, the tragedy is, you're right.
I know.
There will be.
Yeah, always is.
But it's a very interesting part of the show. It's frustrating as can be, but it's very interesting.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you, sir.
Have a real good week.
Do our best to keep an eye on it. You too, buddy. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Hey, Matt, we got to take a little break. I think Noah talked to you. And just hang on there. We'll be right back to you here shortly. Our buddies at Clyde Sports Shop, you know, Bill and Clyde. Clyde just had shoulder surgery, and, you know, hunting season's here. Let's put it that way. Hunting season is here. And we got some great firearms from Clyde Sports Shop to tell you about. Now, we're going on a dove hunt today for the Maryland Hunting Coalition. It's in the Upper Eastern Shore. And I'm sure there'll be guys there with pump shotguns and semi-automatic shotguns and that type of thing. So if you're looking for a great auto loader for the waterfowl season coming up, take a look at the Maxus, M-A-X-U-S, 3 and 3.5-inch chamber models available. It's a new power drive gas system that reduces recoil. It's a beautiful camo firearm, semi-automatic shotgun. It's good to go. The A5, I can't say enough about the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil-operated auto loader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadowgrass Blades DuraTouch Camo. Fiber optic front sight, a humpback receiver. It's a well-balanced firearm. Recoil-operated kinematic drive auto loader, 100,000 round and five-year guarantee. And then what can I say about the gold, about the BPS pump? That's in all gauges, 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models available. Even a 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel models available for deer. Features bottom ejection. That's very nice to have in a deer blind, so you're not shooting your empty shells across at your neighbor to your right or left if you're left-handed. The DuraTouch armor coating, Mossy Oak breakup infinity camo finish, 3-in vector choke plus choke tubes if your comes with it. If you buy one of the waterfowl models, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number 410-242-6108. Clyde's your full-line Browning dealer.
Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns? Hafer'sGuns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading? Hafer'sGuns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing? Hafer'sGuns.com. Class 3 firearms? Hafer'sGuns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at Hafer'sGuns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500.
Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linux at Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linux Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linux Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linux Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linux Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linux Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linux and Catonsville Linux now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did, the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex at Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833. 8410 W&W Tire and Auto.
This is Les Consolving. Clinton falls ill at 9/11 service and remembrance. Warren Hinckley and a war on guns, arming yourselves against gun control lies. Sunday night, 10 to 1 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the most powerful names in talk.
WCBM. I break in the rocks in the hot sun. I fought the law and the law won. I fought the law and the law won. I needed money cause I'm
all right, let's talk to Matthew, who's been waiting for a long time. Thanks, Matthew, for holding on. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, sir. Checking in from Fort Smallwood Park real quick for you.
I got it. What's up?
Number one, I feel bad. Can't you degrees in your studio?
Yeah, it's 7-6.
Because you had the old farts of Sean Frank, Chuck Whitaker was in. You had Steve Rouse was in house as well, and so Bruce Elliott and his bionic knees. So they've got to turn the temperature down. They're old.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, so I'm at a little dig on my boys.
Okay. Whatever.
By the way, for Smallwood,
yeah,
we're catching puppy drum.
Okay.
Which is basically red drum, which is weird to see up here.
Yeah, 18-inch minimum size.
Oh, they're about 17.
Yeah, well,
bad part.
You got to throw them back.
No, step on them, yeah, you can get an extra inch. Oh, wait. NRP's right behind me when I do that.
Uh-huh. Well, maybe your ruler was off an inch.
Exactly. Now, we're catching puppy drum. Croakers are in, spot are in, and we're starting to see some baby blues.
Nice.
That's the update there. Now, the question is two things for you real quick. The OWRC case that just hit the papers down in Lusby, where he's running a sanctuary, and it looks like he's pushing drugs out of there. Do you know anything about that?
OWRC. What is that?
Give me one second to tell you. But I actually have it up and ready for you.
Okay. Well, why don't you send me the link?
I'll send you that link.
But give us the storage so people know what's going on.
Oh. Sorry, go ahead and take a speaker. That's my bad.
All right.
And as you can tell, I'm down at the park. People don't know how to turn their alarms off.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's a sanctuary. And
what kind of sanctuary? An oyster sanctuary or what?
No, it's outplaced wildlife.
Oh, okay. All right.
Center. And they just came in with U.S. Wildlife and seized controlled substances, level 2, 3, and 4s, which are like heavy duty.
Yeah, and where is this again, Matthew? Lusby, that's Calvert County, isn't it?
Yep, Prince Frederick.
Yeah, that's Calvert County. Yep, I know where Lusby is.
Yeah, I'm still bad.
I was through there yesterday, as a matter of fact.
I'll send you that link.
Okay.
And the other question I have for you is, now that Obama came out with the maritime sanctuary stuff.
Yeah.
The biggest question, and again, I'm a fisherman, not a hunter.
Right.
You and I know that.
Right.
So we're not allowed to fish as U.S. citizens, but does that prevent foreign companies coming in and harvesting and over-harvesting like they're doing with whales and with sharks, you know, for the shark fins? But yet we can't, we as citizens can't do that because now it's a protective.
Well, the marine protected area you're talking about is the one off the coast of New England. It's been closed. It's been closed to commercial crabbing and lobstering. It's been closed to commercial fishing. As far as I know, there's still recreational fishing available there, just like the one off of Hawaii. All right. However, the North Woods of Maine is about to be considered, or is considered, a national monument. This just happened the other day that the Obama administration names a new national monument in Maine. This was public land that was purchased by the owner, the lady who is the owner of Burt's Bees. Have you heard of that product?
Yeah, actually, I have some in my car right now.
Well, Burt's Bees, the owner of Burt's Bees, is a woman who is an avid animal activist. Her name is Roxanne Quimby. President Barack Obama has named a new national monument in the northeastern state of Maine. Businesswoman Roxanne Quimby gave the 35,000 hectares of land to the government. The gift honored the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. The woman owned 35,000 acres of private land and gave it to the government. You can't do anything on it now. It's a national monument. You can't hunt it. It's full of bears, full of moose.
It's full of everything that we want to have fun with.
It's full of everything that the hunters and anglers dream of, going to the North Woods of Maine.
Exactly.
And as
Alton, by the way, I can hear the music in the background.
Yeah.
I'll send you the link about the OWRC case.
Yeah, please do. Yep.
With NRP, so.
All right.
Yeah, I'm fascinated to understand what's really going on, because I know Corporate.
Well, and we'll get into that a little later. Thanks, Matthew. We got to go. Sorry about that, Matthew. Hey, get out, stay safe, protect yourself.